Last summer, LaCheryl Hampton learned she had uterine cancer. Shortly after her diagnosis, a nurse mentioned a program where she could get free, medically tailored meals through Meals on Wheels.
I was in denial. I thought I'd be okay. When they mentioned it to me, I was like, I don't think that's something that I'm going to need, you know. And then when I got home and, you know, it was just so draining. I was like, you know, coming down the steps to go to the kitchen to try to find something wasn't working for me.
The meals are made for cancer patients. Using input from medical professionals, they're high in lean protein and heavy on vegetables. This is especially important for people going through treatment who have limited access to healthy food.
Well, for me, it allows me to eat three basic meals because they bring extra food like cereal. You always get two things of milk. They bring oatmeal. So they bring other pantry items.
At Hampton's house on Indy's east side, she receives the meals five times a week. Meals on Wheels Assistant Development Director Kelly Fayok says the program lays the groundwork for better treatment outcomes.
We're looking for quality of life, and we want to make sure that everyone has access to these meals regardless of their ability to pay. And that's just kind of how we tailor all of our products and services.
The project is a partnership between Meals on Wheels, Little Red Door, and local hospitals. It's funded by a grant from the Eli Lilly and Company Foundation. In a large kitchen in the basement of Eskenazi Health in downtown Indianapolis, Associate Culinary Manager Antonio Gargano demonstrates how the meals are made.
What we have is a Caribbean salmon. It's topped with pico de gallo and pineapple salsa.
They're then packaged and frozen, ready to be delivered to a number of Meals on Wheels programs that provide medically tailored meals, almost like prescribed food. There are currently 35 patients in the cancer program. Meals on Wheels consulted doctors to determine what food a patient might need. Eskenazi oncologist Dr. Ahmed Al-Hadar says proper nutrition helps patients withstand treatment like chemotherapy.
Side effects include nausea, vomiting, food tasting different. It might taste metallic or taste bland. The other thing is it can cause mouth sores, a dry mouth.
The Little Red Door Cancer Agency assists low-income cancer patients, and Director Fred Duncan says the organization helped Meals on Wheels identify clients for the program. Since they live below the poverty level, the program also provides food for the whole family.
One of the things that we've learned is if you're a grandmother responsible for your grandchildren, or if you're a parent and you have small children, that you tend to feed your kids before you feed yourself, even if you're a cancer patient.
Duncan says the science supports the link between eating healthy and preventing disease. He says the recipients report they feel better.
So I've noticed that I feel a lot better when I'm eating more leafy green things and more vegetables.
And today, 57-year-old LaCheryl Hampton says she feels pretty good. She lives alone, but her two sisters provide a lot of support.
It's a running joke with my sisters and I. They're like, okay, what did you have today? And I'll relay, okay, well, I had baked chicken and turnip greens and carrots. Like, well, was it good? I said, oh, yeah, it was good. And they're like, oh, you haven't had a bad meal yet. So, I mean, I can clearly say it's not been a bad meal. It's really been a blessing.
The Eli Lilly and Company Foundation says the program may receive additional funding if it continues to report positive results.